6.5 minutes past the hour. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Coming to you from the North Beach District of beautiful San Francisco, California. I'm Jerry Burke. Thank you. A little forehand boogie-woogie in the background, courtesy of Dr. John and Jules Holland, along with an actual 30-year San Francisco cab driver. You've been cabbing for 30 years.
Oh, I thought you said I was 30 years old.
That t-shirt's 30 years old.
I'm 56. I think I'm 80, so 35 years as a cab driver.
When we come back, we are going to talk about Diana Nyad. Do you remember her?
Can't say that I do.
Diana Nyad was a long-distance marathon swimmer, world-class athlete. She was also one of the correspondents for the ABC Wild World of Sports back in the 70s and 80s. She swam around Manhattan.
That's pretty good. That river, huh?
Yep, the Hudson and the East. She swam from Bahamas to Florida.
No small feat.
Not at all. But there's a documentary out based on her book called Other Shore. And we're going to talk about, for those of you who are sitting there thinking, okay, I'm getting up there in age, blah, blah. I'm going to tell you a story about Diana Nyad you will not believe. We'll also talk about the NFL, talk to Cabby about the wonderful world of cab driving. There is what?
There is no wonderful world.
I don't know. I've seen the streets you've driven around. And when we come back, like I said, we're going to talk about Diana Nyad. And Cabby, what do you hear the story when you come back? We'll talk about that. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92, 1-800-878-7529.
YMT Vacations invites you to discover the tropical islands of Hawaii on a 13-day four-island tour. Specializing in Hawaii since 1967, YMT offers the most affordable, carefree vacation in paradise. Call 1-888-817-8360 today or go to ymtvacations.com and plan your getaway now. You'll tour Pearl Harbor and visit world-famous Waikiki Beach on Oahu. Take the Waialua Riverboat Cruise on romantic Kauai. Visit the old whaling capital of Lahaina on Maui and on the Big Island of Hawaii. Tour an orchid nursery, Volcanoes National Park, and more. Included are beautiful hotels, baggage handling, escorted sightseeing, and flights between the islands. Call YMT Vacations at 1-888-817-8360 or go to ymtvacations.com for reservations and details on one of our weekly departure dates. Prices start at only $1,649 plus tax. And be sure to ask about our low-cost airfare, too. If you've never been to Hawaii, this is the trip to take. ymtvacations.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You have an interesting conversational style, you know that?
It's a nervous condition.
I used to have a nervous condition.
How did yours manifest itself?
I drank a lot of scotch.
I get sick when I drink too much.
I get drunk when I drink too much.
One of the prides and joy of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the great George Benson. Other Pittsburgh notables, Michael Keaton, who got his start in show business running the train on the Mr. Rogers show.
Oh, that's kind
of... Mr. Rogers, of course, Fred Rogers from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he creeped me out as a kid. I don't know why.
Andy Warhol. Coach Ditka, he's also from Pittsburgh. Donnie Iris.
Oh, that's right. We were doing Pitt. So he was from Ditka. He lived in Pittsburgh and then went to Pitt.
Right.
Oh, nice.
See that?
Hometown college.
Thank you very much.
There it is.
1-800-878-7529. That is the number here. 202-456-1616. That's the number of the White House if you want to drop them a line. So Diana Nyad, we're going to talk about the playoffs here in a bit. Back in the early 80s, Diana Nyad attempted to swim from Cuba to the Key West. 103 miles. Got stung up without a shark cage. Got stung up really bad with jellyfish, and she couldn't make it.
Oh, that's a horrible. Jellyfish things are the worst.
Well, check this out. So she's tried again when she was 58 years old. I couldn't make it. I forgot she cramped up or whatever. She had an asthma attack. On her third try, she gets 60 miles into it, and she gets stung by... Not arguably, it is the most venomous creature in the oceans, a box jellyfish. This thing will kill you.
She got stung once or more than once?
Once is all it takes.
No, right, but you said stings.
It doesn't matter. She only did 60 miles at that time. Her fourth try, a tropical storm came up when she was halfway. She got pulled out of the water involuntarily. She finally, I think it was early 2014, no, late 2013, finally... accomplished the only person ever to swim from Cuba to Key West at the age of 64.
Oh, my God. I'm not even going to make 64.
64 years old.
Yeah.
Swam nonstop. I mean, there's no clinging onto the boat or anything like that. Was it? She swam for, it was like 103 miles. She did it in something like 58 or 59 hours or something like that. Straight, nonstop swimming.
That's amazing. I'm going to be that's going to be 8 years for me from now on. I would bet the under.
Think about that. 64 years old. I think about her and Bill Lee is another one. Still pitching professional ball. He's old Bill now. Bill just turned 68. And he's still pitching professional baseball.
Is she still alive?
Diana Nyad? Oh, yeah, very much so.
So what's her age now?
65.
Oh, no, that's not bad. So it was last year.
It was last year.
Oh, man.
After five tries, she also swam around Manhattan. She swam from the Bahamas to Florida.
I thought this was another one of your pre-Nixon stories.
No. This is a woman. Check this out. This is a woman. She was thrown out of her first school was the University of Illinois. She got expelled for jumping out of a fourth-floor dorm room with a parachute.
That's a good reason to get expelled.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, think about that. 103 miles.
She jumped with a parachute or just...
Yeah, she jumped off the fourth floor of her dorm window with a homemade parachute.
Oh, I wouldn't think that would open in
it
time.
It didn't, so. But she walked. She didn't get hurt too bad, but she got expelled for that. But think about it. 103 miles. That is the distance... Okay, that is the distance from... Let's see here. That would be from, like, Philadelphia to Baltimore. Actually, just... Slightly further than Philadelphia to Baltimore. I mean, from New York City to the Poconos. I mean, that's unbelievable. At the age of 64, I mean, I'm 49. I wake up out of breath.
My mom was in her 80s. She swam great, even at the end of her life.
Not like that, she didn't.
She was pretty good in her day. I took a few Navy swimming tests, and after I got out, they were kind of belligerent and said, quit showing off.
You know, it's funny. My dad, my late father, sank like a rock, but he used to go kayaking and jumping off rock. I don't know. How he didn't drown is beyond me. The guy sank like a rock, but still, he used to love to go kayaking, jumped into any kind of waves in the ocean, jumped off rocks in the rivers. I don't know how he survived it. His brother is like a fish, but my dad sank like a rock. My sister Chrissy, she went to Temple on a swimming scholarship, ended up taking up crew and ended up being the captain of the crew team at Temple. She's another one. I mean, you could throw her off the side of the Love Boat, and she'd be fine.
Yeah, the SEALs, you know, they make them go out 3 miles to sea, and they got to swim.
Those people are nuts.
Yeah, that's doable, though. I mean, they got to do, like, when they do a submarine duty, they got to, like, get scuba gear and, like, circle under and over all the subs and check for explosives.
The other one, Diane and I forgot, she you know, a lot of people have swam the English Channel. The first person to do it was Gertrude Ederling, a woman, and she still holds the record for the fastest time. This chick did the English Channel back and forth. Now, can you imagine having swam the English Channel and all of a sudden, okay, you're done. Okay, time to go back. That's insane.
I can't believe you're this is all from memory. He does not have a list of these people.
No, it just absolutely blows me. And Ederling did it in record time. And she was blown off course like by 15 or 20 miles. And she still did it faster than anybody else.
Yeah, no, that adds a lot of miles. Hypotenuse theory thing.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. I mean, just, I couldn't paddle that far. I don't think I could paddle 100 miles. Could you?
When you're 64, what do you think you'll do?
When I'm 60, probably you actually think I'm. Well, then again,
I could spoon feed you and push you around. Then again, the tenderloin.
The over under on me was 26. So
put you in line there at Glide Memorial Food Bank there.
But imagine doing that. I mean, at any age, but it's 64, without a shark tank, a shark cage.
You know, humans are very delicious to your average shark.
No, actually, sharks don't like the taste of people.
Oh, but the jellyfish like us.
Oh, the jellyfish.
Do. Oh man!
But look up at the box jellyfish. This thing,
that's the human buffet.
These things have 100-foot-long, tentacles. They're real tiny. But the stings from these things, they give you a cardiac arrest and they paralyze your limbs. And after she got stung, she still swam for like 4 miles before she had to get. Before she just like started sinking, and they yanked her out.
Yeah, we saw those in Southeast Asia in the water, and that I've never been scared of anything in the water except those.
For those of you who think there's a
a bunch of them,
and God created all of Earth's creatures, he screwed up when he made the ostrich, the avocado pit, and the box jellyfish. People, 1-800-878-7500.
Platypus.
Oh, platypus. Those are cool. Actually, I dig those.
Oh, I love varmints. They're my favorite.
Only
animal.
Mammal that lays eggs. See that?
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Who knows what will be peddled for truth on this network?
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker. He a pool shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come. But he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off.
You know, if this comes out today, is it popular?
In circles, yeah.
But as big as it was in back then?
Boy,
I think no way.
You know, here's the thing.
You got to be kind of pop, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how talented you are, as long as you got sizzle. Yeah,
you got to have sizzle on the steak. And it doesn't matter what genre either, by the way.
It doesn't matter how talented you are either.
No, there's got to use, I mean, use talent still wins out.
No.
But
okay, yeah, in the long run. Yes. In the long run. Do you think 30 years from now we're going to be hearing from Pink or Lady Gaga? I'm telling you right now, 30 years from now, people will still be buying this CD. Well, they won't have CDs then, obviously.
No, I think Lady Gaga will. Lady Gaga has talent, a lot of talent. She's a writer, Jerry. You know, she wrote for a lot of different people. Why are you hitting the microphone?
Hello, what happened? What did you do with Chris?
Hey, you got to read about her.
Mm-hmm.
She was writing for people before you. And I'm not sitting around listening to Lady Gaga, but I've saw some stuff on her, and she's very talented. She's been a writer. She's been around a lot longer than you think.
All right, maybe.
She put together a full rock opera and went around the country. I mean,
that's original. Pete Townsend never did that. Roger
Waters
never did that.
Yeah, but she's writing it all herself.
Pete Townsend.
All herself.
Townsend wrote Tommy. He wrote Quadrophenia. Waters.
Yeah, but he was in a band. She's out there.
He wrote it all by himself.
She's front row. She's not sitting behind somebody else.
Are you trying to compare Lady Gaga to Pete Townsend? Are you really? I'm going to use your words.
No.
Really?
No, you're bringing up somebody from the 70s, and you're pissing on Lady Gaga, and I'm telling you, Lady Gaga has some serious talent.
Compared to Pete Townsend. Did you really just do that? Please tell me you didn't do that. Because you made me speechless. I didn't think that was possible.
You really think she has no? Do you know anything about her?
I know she's not as talented as Pete Townsend.
I'll just say this: research it,
go find out about her, because I knew nothing about her either. I would be like, who the hell's Lady Gaga? And then once you research it and you find out what she's about and what she has done, you'll have a newfound respect.
Okay,
but you're trying to compare someone who's been in the business. How old is he?
Townsend's been around since 64.
And you're comparing to someone in their 20s.
But my point,
I'll just tell you this.
Chris, Townsend was
20. If you did comparable age.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Do you want to do comparable age?
If you compared him at the same ages.
Yes, I will do that.
She would dwarf him in cash and popularity.
Bulls. Chris, the man wrote Tommy when he was 23. Tommy.
She made $123 million last year.
I don't care if she made more money than
God. You don't know anything about her, and you don't respect her.
You're going to go on a national radio program, and you're going.
You don't know anything about her.
You're going to compare.
Go look. You don't know anything about her.
You're going to compare Lady Gaga to Pete Townsend. Are you high?
You don't know anything about her.
I don't have to. That's like, I don't have to, Chris.
No, that is so unfair. Then you know what? That is like in sports. So you're saying like a modern day athlete to now doing great things cannot live up to somebody who did stuff in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Chris, are you trying to tell, really? Now, just back up for a second. Try not to be.
You know nothing about her.
Okay, fair
enough. She's got like over 1 million people following her on Twitter.
Chris, we're talking.
And you don't even know about social.
Chris.
You are a social media. You know nothing about it.
Chris.
You even on Twitter?
No.
Do you even understand Twitter?
I understand. I just don't like Twitter. Be honest with
you. No. There comes a thing to where Lady Gaga in some areas is far more popular than Oprah.
Well, that's big.
You don't even know. You know nothing about that. I don't even
my
know why
point.
I'm defending
no,
this
no,
girl.
Here's my point.
I'm not a fan.
Chris.
I'm saying you know nothing about her. You tell me Pete Townsend is bigger than Oprah. Pete Townsend is a pimple on Oprah's ass.
Pete Townsend. And
Oprah? Oprah.
Commercially? Of course not. Of course Oprah's bigger. Of course she is.
Okay, now Lady Gaga in some forms of, like they do this stuff with PR and social media, she's bigger than Oprah.
Okay, fair.
So
enough.
You're acting like she's nobody.
I'm speaking
you're out of your mind.
I'm speaking
just because he
talent.
Did.
I'm speaking out of pure.
No.
That guy wrote "Who's Next?" For Christ's sake.
That has a.
That's like arguably the greatest rock album ever done.
You are such a stoner music guy from the old days. Lady Gaga has a tremendous amount of talent and popularity, and you made her seem like just because Pete Townsend wrote Tommy. Hey, dude,
Chris,
I'm telling you right now, Lady Gaga dwarfs Oprah and stuff, and that will tell you how big she is right
fair
now.
Fair enough. But here's what I want you to do.
Comparable. Did I say comparable? I said comparable.
No.
Pete Townsend at 23 was what?
Was writing Tommy and who's
so
next?
What? Writing Tommy. What does that mean?
Tommy is the seminal.
Who knew who he was?
Everyone knew who Pete Townsend was.
No.
He was a headliner at Woodstock, for Christ's sake. The Isle of Wight Festival, Chris.
That is a drug infected. That is a drug concert.
Oh my God! I can't believe we're.
Wait. Okay, you're going to say right now,
yes.
A person who is as popular as she is on social media, which means every American and people around the world are all
purely on
in
talent.
Computers.
I'm talking purely on talent. Are you trying to tell?
No. We're not talking talent.
I am talking about talent.
Well, because that's all you got. Because you cannot talk popularity. You can't talk money.
Christ.
She dwarfs him at the same
Vanilla
age.
Vanilla Ice
career.
Sold more albums than Traffic. For God's sake, you're going to tell me that Vanilla Ice is more talented?
I will
than
tell
Stevie
you
Winwood?
Right now, Lady Gaga at where she is,
and I'm the one who gets
and
called
Pete
flaky.
Townsend and Pete Townsend where he was, her career was further than his.
And you call me flaky. You want to? I tell you, next time you're in town, you and I are going to go down to the ship, or we'll go down to the Gold Dust or something like that. We will arbitrarily pick 10 people. You can even pick the 10 people. I don't care who they are. I don't care if it's the guy begging for quarters out in front of the building, for God's sake. We'll go up there, and you get up there and you say, listen, let me ask you something. Comparably speaking, who do you think is more talented, Pete Townsend or Lady Gaga?
But you're comparing a man who's in his 60s to a young girl.
He was in his teens and early 20s when he was writing some of the greatest rock songs ever written, Chris.
She's huge. You think she's some chump.
You
think she's some chump.
I'm not saying she's some chump. She's all over the damn BART stations with her posters and everything.
She thinks she's some chump.
You're trying to think she's bigger than The Who? Come on.
Whoa. We're not comparing The Who. We're trying to talk individuals.
All right, Pete. Okay, you're trying to say she's bigger than Pete Townsend? As far as
Pete Townsend individually?
In music circles.
Oh, by far.
In music circles?
Pete Townsend, what has Pete Townsend done on Pete Townsend?
Hey. What are you talking about? He did White City. He did All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes. He did Broken. He did Empty Glass. He went up there and he did.
Pete Townsend toured on his name and made millions on his name, not the Who, and not what he did with the Who. This chick's done it all on her own.
He made a bucket of money just on his name.
She was born in '86.
I was God Almighty. I was 21 years old.
And by the way, I think she made close to $200 million last year.
I don't care. She made $200 billion, Chris. Money's not important. It's not how much you make. Wait, okay, so Jim Croce died broke. Are you trying to tell me that there are people? Oh man,
she did it on her own.
Oh,
you're talking about a guy that had to be in a band. She's done it on her own. No, that doesn't mean anything. Wait a minute, that doesn't mean anything. You mean someone who wrote for? She did songs for different groups, and then she went out on her own. On her own. She's not in a band. She's not in a band called The Who. It's her deal. She's the one.
The Who. If it weren't for Townsend, there is no. Okay, Chris, I'm gonna explain this to you.
No.
I'm gonna explain it to you.
Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods or Derek Jeter. Tiger Woods.
And you wonder why I drink on the air, people. You wonder why I do. All right, look. We got to go to a break right now.
You want to go sales? You want to go money earned? Where do you want to go? By the time they were the same age.
By the time they were
the same age.
Okay.
By the way, it was her. She wasn't in a band. It was her.
The guy wrote Tommy. The guy wrote Who's Next. He wrote Quadrophenia.
Okay, what did she write? What did she write?
Exactly.
Oh, no, I can give you a ton. Her songs are number one all over. You don't know.
Okay, look.
You know nothing about her.
On the off chance that you and I are alive in 20 years.
She's 25 years old.
I'm saying on the off chance you and I are alive in 20 years, which is a really good chance there may not happen because you may kill me and then they're going to execute you.
You don't know anything about her.
But my point is that...
Your point is you are just saying you are like an old man in baseball going, the players that come now will never be as good as the guys that I grew up and loved. You give youth no credit.
I give youth lots of credit.
You don't even know. Nothing about her.
I know she's not Pete Townsend.
Name me one of her songs.
You couldn't have done it unless you just Googled her. So that my point.
I actually saw with Podesta after the one. What fight we watched? We watched the Sugar Shane Mosley against Pacquiao fight. They had her thing on. It was fascinating. This woman is really talented. But you know what? You know nothing about her.
You're talking about arguably the greatest songwriter in the history of rock music.
Your generation, you're saying that no one will ever be as talented as those people that are near. There's nothing they can do.
I'm not saying nobody ever will, but I got news for you. It's been going on 45 years now, and still there's no one sniffing Townsend. There's no one sniffing Lennon and McCartney. There's no one even sniffing these people yet.
Do you even know who she is?
My point is...
You have no point. Your point is you're making... Whether I'm right or wrong... You're just saying the people that I love from when I was growing up, no one else can touch them.
Chris,
and I don't care if I know who they are.
There were horrible bands back in my day that
you
were very
don't
popular.
Know her body of work. So how is that a fair judgment if you can't even scout the body of work?
Okay, I'll scout the body of work, but I'm telling you.
No, you just admit it. You haven't.
I haven't.
You're making a judgment on a player you've never seen.
Exactly. But, again, okay, that's like getting up there saying, well, this guy's coming up. He's been in the league now for about 4 or 5 years. Boy, you know what? I think his work is comparable to Ted Williams. What are you, high?
Her sales.
So what?
Wait. That's fine. But how do you make how do you give an opinion on someone you've never even seen? You've never listened to. You don't. You live in a genre that's called classic. You don't even know. You've never even been around it. You don't even watch. I don't even know if you have cable TV.
I have cable.
You have HBO. Her Monster Ball thing was the number one thing on HBO.
I didn't watch it. I have Encore. I prefer Encore. I prefer the art channels.
You are making an assessment on someone you've never seen, and you know what? Shame on you for that. Whether you're right or wrong, the fact that you're saying that I am right, even though I haven't even seen this artist perform, shame on you.
Okay, that's fair. I'll look her up.
That is fair.
But I know I'll be right.
That is fair.
I know I'm going to be right.
You're making an opinion on something you've never seen, you don't even know. That is just so narrow-minded. You know what, Jerry?
What?
For such a free thinker, it really shows you're very narrow-minded.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
You're listening to the Chris Townsend Show, Sports Overnight America. I prove a point once again.
Yeah, that's
out.
seriously, Cabby, he tries to make the argument Lady Gaga and Pete Townsend.
What's a Lady Gaga?
Thank you.
Is that like some sort of a Heimlich
maneuver? I mean, I'll give her credit. I mean, you know she's like worth, millions of millions. You got to give credit where credit's due. But she's not Pete Townsend or Paul McCartney.
She falls under my, the uglier a girl is, the more talent she must have.
To get away in this life, yeah.
On modern music, because everybody's into the video and the synthesizers and the whole.
Yeah, I agree.
And so.
More nonsense next, Sports Overnight America.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased? The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped? You didn't use Tech Erase, did you? Lucky for me, had you used Tech Erase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green. And thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Why didn't you go home after the party?
I couldn't find my keys. I remember where I lived. I think there might have been strippers there.
You know, Cabby, this was a really good band, The Call. Michael Beam, the late Michael Beam, who sang on Peter Gabriel's So album.
One of my favorites. I know every song on that album.
Kate Bush was on that album. She was fantastic. Just saying. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92, along with my man Cabby. 30 years as a hack. Here in our beloved
35.
35, seriously?
Oh my God!
Well, what are you going to do when you grow up?
I might do radio.
No, don't do it.
Well, it's not for the money.
Yeah, well, you know, I can attest to that.
I'm only here for the ladies.
There you go. You know, there was a time where that was true.
It was.
Oh, man.
That's the only reason.
Back in the day, man, doing overnights at a classic rock station. Oh, God.
I ran a disco in El Paso.
If I ever wrote a book, I would have to wait until the statute of limitations ran out on just about every person I mentioned in it and some of the things that went on. I mean, you hear the, back in the day, the cool overnight guy at a classic rock station in a big market. When there was a long song on, what do you think they were doing? Sitting there preparing for their next break? Hell no.
All the groupies. Oh. Come on by.
Oh, yeah. Especially, never mind. 1-800-878-7529. Sirius and XM Channel 92. Okay, Cabby, here we go. We got the AFC and the NFC title games coming up. I haven't looked because it just would take effort, but I'm guessing Seattle's favorite in Seattle and New England's going to be favored over the Colts. As a professional... what's the word I'm looking for here?
A degenerate.
Thank you. As a degenerate gambler.
Chronic degenerate.
Do you want to come anywhere near the mic? You can spin it around.
Oh, you were going to say gambler. I thought you just meant my lifestyle.
No, basic temperament. Yes. What are you thinking here? Points aside.
I hate betting on the favorites.
It's no fun.
Well, last week I said take all the underdogs and 3 of 4 hit. I guess that's okay, but.
Yeah, well, duh. But in all seriousness, face value, who are you liking in these?
It's hard to go against Seattle on, Green Bay. They hurt Rodgers by the third quarter and kind of bust him up. He's going to have problems.
Okay, fair enough. I actually like Green Bay in this.
Now, Andrew Luck, if he throws exactly like he did today, I think he could take out.
If Andrew Luck plays like he did today, Andrew Luck can beat God's team.
And I think he has a shot to also kind of rile up Seattle
if it comes to that.
Yeah, it's like Manning and Brady. They're kind of past their prime. And
yeah, I know.
Brady's got no running game. That's unfair to him.
Here's the thing with Brady. I mean, he's like the San Antonio Spurs. Every time you're getting ready to write them off or dismiss them, they come back and have a.
What did that running back for New England get against Baltimore? Wasn't it 5 yards and 3 carries?
Something like that,
No, please. Which was good for Baltimore, but doesn't help.
So what else? Well, since we have you here, we got about 12 minutes, not even, not 10 minutes to kill. What else has been on your mind?
I had a cop on, this was I like to kind of scare jaywalkers whenever I'm, driving around out there on the mean city streets. And I had a police officer pull me over and, he says, "Hey, you got to watch it with that because these people, the homeless guys and the jaywalkers, they can't hear you coming because you're in a hybrid." And I thought, "Wow, see, in the old days, you listen for engine noises."
Yeah, and if they're jaywalking, did they ever consider maybe if they wait until they're supposed to cross, they wouldn't have to worry about looking or listening?
Well, I always say, if you're going to jaywalk, do it like your life depends upon it, because it
probably does. Yeah,
exactly. So.
I actually saw someone get a ticket for jaywalking here once.
I actually crack up about tourists coming here. Like, I could never imagine, going to a foreign country or a city I have no clue what the police are like and to start just step right into traffic like, oh, yeah, no big deal. And so I would love to know where these people come from because it's kind of amazing how many there are.
What, jaywalkers?
Yeah, that's just. Would you go to a foreign city? I mean, I could see jaywalking in your own town. You kind of know the traffic flow, blah, blah, blah. Hmm. Would you go to some place you'd never been before?
No, I wouldn't. And not because of the cops. Just because.
No, the danger, right?
Yeah.
Forget the cops. I'm talking about the danger of getting hit. You don't think there's drunk drivers out there?
Paris is the worst. I mean, I don't like walking on the sidewalks in Paris the way they drive over there.
I get terrified when I walk around Tijuana, so.
Well, Tijuana would terrify anybody.
Well, no, I love Tijuana. So, the old Tijuana, the historic.
There was
Tijuana.
A place there called the Blue Ox. Is that still there?
It is. You remember Senior Frogs?
No, Billy Lee told me a story about the Blue Ox when he was in college. He went there with some teammates of his when they went down to play San Diego State when he was at USC. I can't tell the story on the air, but the Blue Ox. I heard some legendary things about that place.
Yeah, no.
Let's put it this way: there was a woman dancing on the bar. And people were throwing pesos at her, and she picked them all up, and she didn't use her hands once. Okay? From what I heard, she would have made a great shortstop. That's what Bill told me.
There you go. That's a Tijuana story. I once I was drinking out down there, and you know, it was I had about $35, which wasn't that much, but like a buck a beer, and I'm tipping the.
When was this?
Let's go 86.
Okay.
So the bartender, I keep giving him a 50-cent tip, which, you know, insulting in the U.S., but down there.
Right.
And all of a sudden, this big fight breaks up, and like 20 Tijuana cops, and all I'm thinking is...
The polizelia.
I'm going to a Tijuana jail for nothing. You know, blah, blah, here it is. It's the end of my life, blah, blah, blah.
That's probably my biggest fear, is to be thrown into a foreign jail, especially having not done anything.
This was great. That's why I like cops, even the Tijuana ones. They open their car up. They put like 10 to 15 guys in the back seat, crunched between the cage.
Seriously?
They push them in there. They fill up a cop car with 10 people, send in the next one, fill it up with 10 to 15 people. I'm thinking I'm going to be shoved into one of these cop cars.
And look, you're 6'3", 300 pounds. I mean, how many people could they fit in with you?
And then the cop comes to the bartender and me, and I'm just sitting there totally terrified. And the bartender goes, "No, it's my amigo," because I've been tipping him 50 cents a beer. It's $9 for the rest of the night, and kept me out of jail.
See, so the lesson they learned there, people, is it always helps to tip.
In American money.
In American money?
Yes.
So if you tipped in pesos, that would not
have been? I would have been – I'm too cute for Tijuana prison.
No, you're not. So. You're not too cute for anything. Trust me.
I would have been sold like a
– I mean, I love you to death, but aesthetically pleasant, you ain't.
I would have been down the river there and – eating skinned rats.
Oh, man. Why do you say things like, oh, God. Seriously? Really?
It's Tijuana jail. What do you expect?
Kingston Trio tune. Okay, coming up, in all seriousness, what do you look – you're a wagerer, all right? I mean, let's just say – throwing this out there. Let's say Packers are a four – let's say they're a four-point underdog in Green in Seattle. Who are you liking?
I'm going to go with Seattle.
Minus four?
Yeah.
What's the most you'd be willing to give?
But you know what? I could see teasing or parlaying it to where I just bet the money line on Seattle. If it's only four, that means they got to lay like 2-1. Money line's always a way to go. Yeah. Then the coach and everybody's in your part of the game.
Seeing Seattle and New England in the Super Bowl, seeing Carroll and Belichick, I mean, two of the most enigmatic people on the planet. I don't think they'd be shaking hands with each other before or after the game knowing those two.
Right, and you know, you bet money line, then you kind of like your head's in the game too. You're not hoping for, well, I hope they get a touchdown,
right,
and they come back with a field goal. You ruin the game when you do the points and all that. You ruin.
Do you
game.
Really think the Colts stand a chance against New England?
No, I'm not. Of course they have it, but I mean, you're going to get 3-1. You know,
And I said as long as
take the seven.
Yeah, look,
you know?
As long as you're in the fight, you have a chance. You know, that's true.
Right. Look at today. They were seven. They went to 9-point underdog.
Really?
Yeah. It was started at 7, went to 9.5. Dallas went from 7 to 5.
Right.
5.5.
Carolina went from 12.5 to 11.
How sneaky is that? Dallas went in by 5, losing by 5,
yeah,
and the spread's 5.5. No, there's nothing funny going on there.
No.
So, no.
Go ahead.
The one thing I've learned about today's modern, for lack of a better word, mafia, is that they have no clue what they're doing.
Well, not like you said. I mean, we've had Michael Franzese, a former capo in the Colombo crime family, on here, and you know, the insights he gave on us on the garbage points and, you know, how the people who set the points, you know, how they take all that into account. It's just uncanny how close they come sometimes.
No, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Like about if had Denver won, but not by the touchdown, every teaser that was bet in the United States would have been a hit. It would, in other words, whatever teaser you could have had any of the four teams, any combination, 6 points. You know, you add 6 points to the spread.
Right.
Had Denver won, it would have been a total wipeout for Vegas.
See, when it comes to sports betting, I'm not. I mean, I love betting on the ponies, but I don't think I've ever bet in Vegas on a sporting event. My idea of betting is, I bet you I can drink that standing on my head. Okay, and that's my idea of gambling. So you know a lot more about it than I do.
Do you know how much I made in the Navy eating jars of jalapenos?
Oh, how much?
Oh, hundreds.
See, I've
nobody knew what the Mexican food was back in the 70s.
See, no, I'm pretty good at the eating thing too. So
get these country guys from South, and they eat one jalapeno and they're dying.
There's a trick to it. I actually know that.
Don't drink water.
And don't chew on it too much.
Oh, I chew on it.
Well, I know. It's because you're a moron. 1-800-878-7529. That is the number. 35 years as a hacker.
Pretty much.
You imagine,
college.
Can you imagine how many miles you've probably driven?
10 years ago, we figured it out as over 2 million. So I don't know. Add the new 10 years.
That's to the moon and back 8 times.
How many times to Mars?
I can tell you to Mars.
No, did you hear that, you know, this last cold wave on the East Coast and the Midwest?
Mm-hmm.
The Mars rover was warmer.
Oh, than, yeah. Than
half the United States.
Yeah, that's right. I heard that.
So if you need some warmth and you're freezing right now,
head to Mars.
There you go.
It'll only take you about 10 months to get there.
That's it.
1-800-878-7529. Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live. Sirius and XM Channel 92.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Extremely good-looking, young, limber, and morally casual voiceover babe here. You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Little Dave Brubeck, little Take Five. Add a little class to this operation.
I love instrumentals. No words needed.
Very good. Hence the term instrumental.
Well, needed. That's the key word here. That.
Got about 3.5 minutes left. Anything you would like to pontificate or wax philosophical about?
Well, I always thought you were a sports show, but I think you're really a music show. And once in a while, you, like 2 minutes through the hour, you'll talk about sports.
How much can you talk about the fact that, you know, Anaheim beat Winnipeg tonight or something like that?
Oh, shootout. 5-4, comeback. I love it.
Winnipeg blows an early 3-0 lead.
Winnipeg, by Hockey News, was picked to be in last place, and they're looking playoff good right now.
Hometown of the guess who and Neil Young.
When they got back into the NHL, they sold every ticket as a season ticket. Complete sellout.
Oh, yeah.
That's beyond beautiful.
They should never have left for Phoenix in the first place.
Oh, is that who it was? I couldn't think of it. Who did the Hartford Whalers become?
Oh, Carolina Hurricane. I used to love going to see the Hartford Whalers. They have those great sweaters at the Hartford Civic Center. I grew up 20 miles from Hartford.
Now I like the Jersey Devils. They're the old San Francisco Seals.
Yeah, with the white skates. Then they became the Colorado Rockies. Then the
Devils. 3 years as the Rockies, right?
And the Avalanche was the Quebec Nordiques.
That one was, I think, a move to get some quality into the West.
Yeah, but still, man, like Colisée in Quebec City, that was a great place to see.
No, remember we had Colorado, Detroit, but the West had no creds. So by putting those two teams
there. The Colorado Avalanche, they work the Quebec Nordiques.
I'm just saying it was a league move to get some talent.
That was a shame because that was a great – Quebec City is a beautiful town.
And now Detroit's where they should be in the East.
Yep.
Out of our hair. Thank you for moving Detroit to the East as a Sharks fan.
Yeah, they're the Eastern time zone. That was back in the day when the Atlanta Braves were in the NL West.
Yeah, and Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cincinnati was in the
West. And the Arizona Cardinals were in the – how long were they in the NFC East?
Well, that goes now with Dallas being in the Northeast.
Yeah.
Dallas is northeast of Del Rio,
of
Texas border.
Of Galveston, yeah.
It's like the border. Oh, northeast of Chihuahua, Mexico. There we go.
One of the more overrated dogs, in my opinion, for the Chihuahua.
Do you know we can make a bundle if we take Chihuahuas here, breed them, and then take them to New York because they're the new hot ticket in New York.
See, already, because corgis were for a while now. They've already taken the corgi already?
Small dogs. You need them for those apartments. San Francisco's great with the small dogs.
Yeah, that's true.
We are full of small dogs.
We're not doing an update because I'm lazy, but if we were going to do one, it would have been brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. The number one training device being used in the bigs right now, minors, college, down to youth leagues, even a softball bat, helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably. You got a ball player in the family, or if you happen to play ball, go to phbat.com. They have a coupon code for a great deal. It's PHBAT14. Chili Davis, this guy helped the Oakland A's actually hit. He's now the hitting coach of the Boston Red Sox. Swears by this thing. Josh Donaldson, a bunch of the Oakland A's, the Townsend hipped up to it.
Chili Davis is one of the best hitting coaches in baseball.
Hated him when he played against my Red Sox.
Oh, seen him on the Giants when he was running around there. I forgot the other guy that was in center. Oh, Gary Matthews.
Yeah.
Chili.
That was after Jeffrey Leonard. Anyway.
Jeffrey Leonard, right.
Yeah, the flap.
Went to Detroit.
That's right.
Won a World Series on what? Was that the best record in baseball ever, the Detroit Tigers?
No, best record ever? 1954 Cleveland Indians. They won 111-42.
And Detroit was what?
They won. It wasn't even close to that.
Oh, I thought it was.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Idiots at the USA Network, they are next with what they humorously refer to as the news.